Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tulad ko, meron ba kayong mahabang listahan ng mga movies and TV shows to watch? Ako din! Nako, huwag ka nang mag-alala. Ngayon, you can binge watch or have the movie marathons with the help of Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWatch. With a total of 16GB of data, you can now have 8GB for all sites that you need and 8GB for your continuous binge-watching routine. Patok yan sa mga different apps like YouTube, Netflix, View, iWanTFC, HBO Go, NBA, WeTV, G-Movies. Lahat yan! Not just that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. Para mag-register, all you need to do is grab your phones, download the new Globe One app or the GCash app, or simply dial *143# on your mobile phones to quickly register. More fun time for movies and series to watch within the comforts of your home with Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWatch.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Noong nakararaang episode, sa inarinig ninyo na itinatampo ko ang ilan sa mga paborito kong personalidad na madalas ay tumatalakay o lumilikha ng mga iba't ibang uri ng sining base sa mga kwento ng Philippine mythologies. Ang unang story master na bumisita sa ating campsite ay si Yvette Tan. Una kong nakita si Yvette sa TV noong nanonood ako ng TV show na Ang Pinaka. Madalas siyang guest bilang panelista sa mga episodes doon na karaniwan ay tungkol sa mga mundo ng kababalaghan at misteryo. Yan ay dahil si Yvette ay isang mahusay at premyadong manunulat sa horror genre. Ang ilan sa kanyang mga kwento gaya ng Kulog, isang kwento tungkol sa hindi inaasahang pagkakaibigan ng isang batang babae at ng isang kapre, ay nanalo ng Don Carlos Palanca Award. Siya rin ang sumulat ng horror movie na Ilawod, pelikula ni Dan Villegas na tampok si Iza Calzado at Ian Veneracion. Dito lang ay sinamahan ni Yvette si Atom Araulio bilang host ng 13 After Dark, ang behind-the-scenes companion sa Netflix anime hit base sa comics na 13. Marami kaming napag-usapan ni Yvette, gaya ng kung paano siya na-impluwensyahan ng mundo ng hiwaga at kababalaghan sa kanyang pagsulat, ang mga kakatwang pangyayari sa likod ng kanyang mga naisulat na kwento, at ang papel ng mga kwentong bayan mula sa kanyang kabataan. Halika at pakinggan natin ang aming kwentuhan.
I just want to say thank you first before we start for gracing the Philippine Campfire Stories podcast. And I'm very honored to have you on the show kasi alam ba't ako nag-English? Kasi I will consider you one of the pioneers sa horror genre in the time that I was exposed to it kasi. So, ikaw, yung mga works mo talaga yung na nabasa at na ano ko nung mga early adult life ko. So, yun. So, I'm so happy that you're here. Isang taon na ang Philippine Camper Story. So, parang naisip ko talaga na to have people that I look up to na to grace an episode. Well, I only have a few questions para to sana i-highlight ang Philippine mythology. And gusto ko sana kahit paano yung podcast ko ay makatulong para dun sa mga taong may gustong matutunan or they just want to consume more content about Philippine mythology. Ikaw, what brings you to, anong pumukaw sa attention mo in terms of horror, Philippine mythology, urban legends?
Okay, first of all, thank you for inviting me. Saka happy anniversary. I'm very honored to be here and honored to be part of your anniversary celebration.
Thank
happy
you.
1 year. And congratulations for being on top of the chart.
Oh, salamat.
To answer your question, actually, I've always been interested in the supernatural. Ever since I was a child, I've been interested in supernatural stories. I grew up in the 80s. So,
yes.
I don't know.
best year to grow up.
Best year. So, I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but I grew up in Manila in... Okay, obviously not everyone grew up in Manila, but I don't know if it's the same for everyone who grew up in the 80s. Pero I grew up in Manila, and then I grew up surrounded by people who would... You know, syempre, bata ka.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi, pagkasama mo yung mga matatanda, hindi ka magsasalita, makikinig ka lang sa mga kinakwento nila. So, swerte ko lang na minsan, ang kinakwento ng mga matatanda, puro kababalaghan. Pero, ang pagkakwento nila, parang totoong nangyari. So, ang unang dating sa akin ng mga kwento ng mga kababalaghan, mga kwentong ganito, kwento na tinatawag natin na horror, ay galing chismis.
So, okay. hindi ko nakita yung angle na yun. Eh.
This is true. This is what I tell everyone. The people who have influenced my horror are, una, nanay ko, yung pangalawa, yung yaya ng kapatid ko, pangatlo, si Inday Badilay.
Yes. Yes, Inday Badilay, yes.
Yes. Kasi yung nanay ko, parang minsan, syempre kasama ko palagi nanay ko, naririnig ko yung mga chismis na pinag-uusapan niya at saka ng mga kaibigan niya. Yung mga tipong, ah, si ganyan, may kaibigan siyang duwende. Parang, alam mo ganun?
Oo, magkukulam yung nanay.
Parang, ay, may magkukulam kwento ako. At may kwento din akong tawas. But anyway, ganun yung pagkakwento nila. Parang, alam mo yun, parang, in line, wala siyang break pagkatapos. Ay, si ganun, alam mo, si kabit, yung kabit, ganun. Parang pare-pareho lang yung importansya. So parang, in my head, parang ay, totoo siya.
Kasi so, nga, parang ano siya, parang hinahalo talaga siya sa real life, ano, chismis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and actually, yung pagkasabi, pati sila naniniwala. Kasi parang, parang sa kanila, parang, oo naman, nakakamay kaibigan nga siyang duwende. Kasi ang payat-payat niya, dami niya kinakain. Tapos,
na parang, they're speaking,
parang ganun.
Speaking about it, na parang totoo talagang nangyayari, normal.
Yes, parang normal lang. And then, yung pangalawa, kasi yung yaya ng kapatid ko, hindi ko siya yaya. Pero close kami ngayon. Textmates kami ngayon. Iniingit niya ako palagi. Nasa retired na siya.
Okay.
Nasa probinsya siya. Minsan nagte-text siya, nangiingit siya. Ay, maganda dito. Masarap yung hangin. May farm ako. Simple life.
Okay.
Masarap yung pagkain dito. Ako rin parang pakshet. Kaisa. Buti ka pa, may lupa ako. Wala.
Ikaw stuck in, ano? Stuck in your own house.
Yeah.
In the city.
Without any land to call my own. So, buti pa siya may lupa sa probinsya. Anyway, siya naman, nung lumalaki siya, nung lumalaki kami, magkaaway kami.
Mm.
Kasi feel ko hindi niya ako mahal. Which is fair, kasi hindi naman ako yung
hindi
kalaga.
Niya, ano? Hindi ka niya alaga.
Oh, hindi niya ako alaga. So fair lang. She was just doing her job. And you know, now that I'm older, I love her. Pero she would tell us the most amazing stories. Kasi nanay niya, healer. Hindi siya... I don't know what the term for it is. Kasi hindi siya albularyo. Hindi siya mangkukulam.
Healer. Let's
hindi
go
siya
manghihilot.
Let's go with healer.
Okay.
Pero...
Mananambal.
Hindi niya...
Is that mananambal?
I've never heard my sister's yaya use that term.
Mm-hmm.
Parang she just always called her nanay ko. So,
okay.
Hindi
okay.
ko alam yung...
Kung
ano siya. Basta, marunong siya magpagaling ng tao. Tapos, the ability siya na hindi niya pinasa sa mga anak niya kasi walang may gustong kumuha.
Ah, so, meron bang choice? Meron bang choice na hindi mo kunin?
Apparently. Yeah, may choice. So, or baka democratic lang yung family na yon. Basta walang may gustong kumuha. At ayaw din naman ibigay ng nanay kasi mahirap daw. So, that's where I learned the bulk of what I know from local mythology, local lore mythology, which is why Visaya yung base ko. Kasi taga Visaya sila. Mm-hmm. So, yung mga I learned na yung doon ko natutunan na yung mga engkanto, nakikita lang pag Tuesday and Friday, tapos dapat noon, tapat ng araw, tapos doon wala makikita na wala silang field room, yung gitna ng yung ridge between the nose and the mouth.
Ah, may schedule pala. Okay.
Yes! May schedule sila. Doon, what else did I learn from her? Doon ko rin natutunan na, sa kanya ko rin natutunan na pag binigyan ka ng pagkain ng isang taga kabilang mundo, huwag mo kakainin kasi hindi ka na makakabalik. Yeah. Which, interestingly, is something that you see across the world, di ba? Like, whatever country you go to, may kwento silang gano'n na huwag ka kakain ng pagkain ng galing sa kabilang mundo kasi hindi ka na makabalik dito.
Mm-hmm. Or a gift kung hindi man pagkain.
From what I've heard, pagkain lang kasi it has to be consumed. So it also goes back to the Greek myth of Persephone and Hades. Like she ate something in hindi naman in prison. She has to go back half the year. Parang ganun. So may ganung aspect. What I also one of the best things I've heard from her also was kasi nung bata kami, madalas kami dun sa farm ng tito ko. One of the best stories I heard from her was one time. Mm-hmm. So kasi may poultry farm ni tito ko sa Batangas.
Okay.
And then one of her stories was syempre kausap niya yung mga farmhands and then the kids would just play and then one day she came back just like kwento ng isang worker dito, madami daw namamatay na manok kasi kinakain ng tikbala. So I'm like, yeah, tikbala in Batangas, let's go! So because of her, I learned that mythology. Because of both of them, my mom and my Yaya. Sister's Yaya, I learned that lore mythology. I didn't learn it as something to be read, as something in the books. I learned it as something dynamic, that something that happens in real life.
You lived it.
Which brings us to Inday Badiday. Kasi, di ba, Inday Badiday was a talk show host in the 80s. She hosted See Through and then Eye to Eye.
Yes.
And then a bunch of other stuff. And I don't remember which show this was on, but she was the first person I saw on TV to actually acknowledge the supernatural because she had that segment on yung babaeng nanganak ng dalag
tapos nagninang siya. Yun ba yun? Are you talking yes. about that?
Hindi ko alam na naging ninang siya pero anyway.
Oo, parang kinuha siyang ninang. If I'm not mistaken, yun. Yung parang kinuha siyang ninang nung nanganak. So, ninang siya nung dalag.
Ninang siya nung dalag. So, see, I learned something new.
Well, I've read about it then, pero I'm not sure. But I will check on that. Baka ma-fact check ako ng mga listeners.
So, yeah, that's
pero
where...
She has the peculiar, mga choices of stories.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, after that, we had... yun yung talagang tumatak sa utak ko. Kasi after that, like, even though we had magandang bayan, even though we had short segments on TV Patrol about mga school children, all these school children na sapian, those were always treated as trivia or something weird versus Inday Badiday, who you watched and you actually believe na parang straight ano siya, straight reporting siya. And I thought that was really interesting. So, I actually only started to read about lore mythology in college because I had access to Maximo Ramos's work, Damiana Liano's work, F. Landa Hocano's work, like every all the books that we draw from now. Also, when I was young, naka-experience ako ng tawa.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
In Manila?
Kasi, in Manila. Okay. In Manila. My mom, nanay ko, nagpatawag ng mantatawas, tagatawas. Like, she made somebody who made, Taglish. She invited somebody who makes tawas to go to the house. So, bata pa ako noon. Siguro mga 5 or 6 yata.
Okay.
So, nandun na, swerte lang ako na pinayagan niya akong manood. So, nandun ako. So,
ikaw ba yung tinatawas? So,
hindi ako. Parang ano lang ako, onlooker lang ako. Eh, mabait kasi akong bata. I'll just sit there and watch.
So, pinayagan ka to watch.
So, yes. Okay. So, hindi ko alam pa anong nangyayari. Parang wala lang akong magawa. Nandun ako sa bahay. Nanood ako.
Okay.
So, she did the usual thing. Like, what I remember, like, I know after, as an adult, reading about it, I know that there are prayers involved. But what I remember as a child was only that she was dripping candle wax onto a basin of water.
Yes.
Tapos, yung lumabas, korte ng duwende. As in, from Snow White, yung makeup. Yun, very, very storybook. Tapos, yun lang yung naalala ko. Tapos, after that, ang pinagawa sa nanay ko, of course, hindi ko to, itong part na to, nakita ko lang. Hindi ko na rin, hindi ko namalayan yung pag-uusap nila. Because you're a child, you don't really listen to what's being talked about half the time. So I see this going on, and I'm like, she's probably doing, alam mo yun, parang, hindi ako naniwala na totoong yun yung lumabas. Kasi parang baka inuurong lang niya yung kamay niya, baka sinasadya niya, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, ginawa ng nanay ko, may skywell kasi kami. So it's a small space in the house, cemented, pero bukas yung roof. So skywell. Naglapag yung nanay ko ng isang box ng yung can ng cookies na mataas. Tapos naglagay siya ng plywood sa taas, so parang maliit na table. And okay. Then dun sa plywood na yon na 4 corners, naglagay siya ng 4, so 1 each corner, sky flakes, na nakasara, nilagang itlog, na balat
na. Balat na, okay.
Balat. Tapos isang yosi na hindi pa nayoyosi.
Okay.
And I thought this was just a childhood mismemory, pero I confirmed with my sister. So apparently this really happened.
May
the course of may witness ako na ano, hindi lang guni-guni. Over the course of a week or a couple of weeks, we noticed that hindi nagagalaw yung sky flakes na kayong itlog. Tapos yung yosi na parang nayoyosi siya, pero hindi siya ginagalaw. So, the cigarette was just becoming ash. Mm. And then the food was left untouched. Eh, madaming daga dun sa bahay na yun.
Okay.
Pero walang gumagalaw sa itlog saka sa sky flake.
Considering nakabalat na siya yung itlog.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, I don't know what that was for. I don't know what the tawas. Hindi ko alam kung ba't nagpatawag ng mantatawas yung nanay ko.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that offering had any effect because I'm too scared to ask. But all I know is that that's what happened. Saka I also don't know if my mother will actually answer me. So yun.
Ah, talaga. Even growing up in the... Even now, you...
It's hard to see when you're Christian. You tend to like block out all the non-Christian stuff you used to do. It's been a long time. I don't know if you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, pero
I do.
Okay, she's mas daig pa siya. Hindi, she's more illusionada than Valentina. Let's just put it that way. Pero mahal ko siya. Mahal ko rin sa Valentina.
Siyang, ano, may sarili siyang mundo.
Yes. Yes.
And she believes in so, that world. Lang.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So, let's just... Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, nakaka-curious, no? Sayang lang hindi mo na nalaman ko ano pa yung mga pieces ng mga snung storya ng mga tatawa.
Sa ating pagbabalik, pag-uusapan pa natin ang iba pang mga kwento ni Yvette tungkol sa mundo ng mitolohiya at kaalamang bayan. Sobrang stressful talaga when you do things without getting a break. Kahit na yung mga things na gusto mo talagang gawin. Buti na lang, with Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99, you can register to go watch and start grinding to finish your favorite TV series on Netflix, YouTube, Viu, iWanTFC, or even G-Movies. GoPlus 99 with Go Watch lets you get a total of 16GB of data. That's 8GB of all sites to do what you need and 8GB of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. Register to GoPlus 99 via the new Globe One app or GCash or simply dial *143# hashtag on your phone. Register to Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 now and start seizing the moment. Let's go, campers! Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Ako rin may tawas story ako share ko sa iyo. Before pa nasa ano kami, nagpunta may old house yung isang lola ko sa Paranaque sa Sukat. So, sa Bulacan ako doon yung bakasyon sa Manila. Sa Manila din, no? So, okay. Pero yung pagkasukat niya, ano siya yung mapuno na part? Mga old subdivision, ganyan. Ganyan naman sa sukat, marami pang, especially nung 90s. So, ano ko nun, naglalaro ako kasama yung mga local children doon, yung mga taga doon. Tapos saka yung ibang mga pinsan ko. So, meron doon parang yung creek, tapos may puno ng seresa. Tapos parang, syempre, may creek, ganun. Parang pagbata ka, kahit naman madumi, lalaro-laro ka din. So, doon, lalaro kami ng mga bata. Tapos, one time, nilagnat ako. Tapos, ang automatic response ng isa doon sa mga lola ko, tumawag ng magtatawas. Tapos, nung moment na yun, hindi ko alam. Parang, tinatawas lang. Hindi ako yung tinatawas. Parang, meron siyang... Yun nga, meron din siya. Yung katulad ng sa'yo, meron siyang basin of water, meron siyang kandila, tapos nagpaporma siya ng mga ano, ng melted wax, ganyan. Tapos, and of course, formula yata nila yun na may duwende. I don't know kung ang tawas ay nakakakuha lang ng duwende. Pero, yun, ganun yung nga na may duwende daw. Tapos, parang ako, at that time, yung reception ko ng storya na yun, hindi siya yung parang... Katulad ngayon na parang, totoo ba yun? Parang sa akin, tinawas ako, tapos na. Ganun yung parang wala lang. Parang tinawas ako, tapos okay na, balik na sa laro. Parang ganun. Pero nung gumaling na. Tapos ngayon, parang looking at it now, parang it's a form of divinity na rin pala, no? Divination.
Divination, yeah.
No, na parang some sort of divination yung pagtatawas. If done correctly, siguro, I guess. But sayang. Nanghihinayang ako doon. Kaya gusto ko rin ilabas yung mga gantong story. Kasi meron tayong ganong form. Yung ibang countries, kapag sinabing tea divination, parang, oh wow, ang galing. Parang may power siya. Pero tayo, pag nagtatawas, parang, totoo ba yan? So parang we're looking down doon sa sarili natin. Eh, wala namang ganun yata sa ibang bansa. I'm not sure. Parang pagtatawas, parang sa atin ko lang naman naririnig. Tapos, meron tayong ganun na kinalakihan natin. Tapos, pag kinuwento mo na, ano na siya, joke lang siya. Kaya I wanted somehow na mabigyang hustisya naman yung ano natin, yung mga ganyang kagawian. Kaya, natutuwa ako na nakuwento mo yan.
Actually, okay, to answer your question, hindi lahat ng tawas duwende yung nakukuha. Kasi naka-experience ako, hindi duwende yung nakuha niya. Pero ano? Hindi ko nakita yung procedure. Parang my friend, sinama ako ng kaibigan ko kasi kailangan niyang ipatawas yung kaibigan niya. Mm-hmm. So, pumunta pa kami Malabong. So, minute namin yung mantatawas, pumasok lang siya sa bahay, tapos lumabas siya. Nang may hawak-hawak na yung wax. And I forgot what was said, basta hindi siya doon. Tapos hindi niya pinakita sa amin kung ano yung ginawa niya. Kasi okay. Syempre, may mga orasyon yun. Baka ayaw niya marinig namin. Yes.
Nakakatuwa naman. May mga ganong elders pa na nakakagawa ng ganong mystic arts. Pwede ba nating tawagin mystic arts para ano naman? Magkaroon naman siya ng konti.
Pwede. Esoteric practices.
Oo. Parang may global, globalization din siya.
Kasi to be... Sorry, can I just talk a bit about tawas? Parang, I understand why people don't believe in tawas. Don't believe in air quotes, quote-unquote. Why they're not as trusting, quote-unquote, of things like tawas versus, say, tea leaves. For example, I think it's because it's the same principle. It's the same reason why people aren't so trusting of dowsing, kasi, which is more associated with the West din. And I think it's because of whatever you're using is attached to your hand. So whether you like it or not, there's unconscious muscle spasms, muscle control. So, it still might be reacting to your unconscious. So, there's that.
Okay. Unlike for tawas, yun nga, tea leaves, pagkaba, wala kang, hindi mo siya ginalaw. Babasahin mo lang siya.
Parang pagbaba mo ng tea leaves, syempre ginagalaw mo siya. Pero pagbaba mo sa kanya, di mo na hinahawakan yung baso. Yun yung feel ko yung difference. Yes.
May yung feel external force.
Yes. Yeah. So ano lang yun? Feel ko lang yun. Hindi ko sinasabi yun yung totoo. Baka...
Or pwede rin...
If somebody can shed light on that.
ang Filipinos ay mas sobrang ingrained na ng colonial mentality na kapag galing sa mga... ibang lugar, mas maniniwala sila kaysa sa nandito sa paligid nila. Pwede rin ganun.
Agree. No? Pwede rin yun. Super agree. Yeah.
Kasi diba ganun eh, pagka kunwari prinisent ng isang factor, isang idea, isang produkto, prinisent ng puti, maniniwala ka kasi sobrang, kahit nga nung 90s eh, parang ang mga toothpaste natin, pinapakita, beam, puti, nagtatagalog. Diba? So, sobrang lalim ng pagka-kolonyalismo sa atin. Kaya, ganun siguro.
Tama, totoo yun. Yeah, I'm sure that plays a part also.
Isang maraming layers, I'm sure. Pero, sayang naman, at least kahit na pag-uusapan ngayon, baka in the future, malay mo magkaroon na ng course sa UP ng how to read candle wax in year 50 years from now. We'll never know.
Pwede rin. Yes!
Ayun. So, ayun. Ganun pala yung background mo. Kaya sobrang laki ng influence ng supernatural, paranormal sa... Hindi, kasi talagang pinagdaanan mo siya. And it's a part of your development as a child. I have a next question. Sa mga naisulat mo, alin doon ang pinaka-paborito mo? At ano yung kwento sa likod nung kwentong yun? And I know it sounds like I'm asking you to choose which your favorite child is among your children. Pero do you have like a favorite story na parang, wow, nagawa ko to?
My favorite story is a story that nobody likes. But so let's just talk about the stories that I don't think it's been published pa nga eh, because everyone reads it and they're like, yeah. Baka so maybe it'll come out in my second book.
Okay. Baka naman pwede mo kang bigyan ng short excerpt. At least you heard it first. May mga ganun ako. You heard it first.
Basically, monster story siya.
Okay.
B-movie monster story. Na pag... Yeah, nobody seems to like it. And I really like it. But let's just talk about the stories that other people like.
Sige. So, yung lalo na yung mga siguro na mas kilala kasi medyo marami din yun. So,
yeah.
How about the Capre people... story? Yan, medyo ano yan eh. Medyo...
Okay. Pangalan, Kulog.
Kulog, yes.
Yes. That one, what did, that was a, that won the Palangka that year. Where was it published? It was, I forget where it was published. Was it published? Yes.
Ah, but nabasa ko kasi siya sa, ano, sa Waking the Dead ko siya nabasa.
Ah, okay. So, it won the Palangka the same year that, I'm sorry, I forget my own, I'm so forgetful, even my was, own stories,
was
I forget.
It published in a newspaper, something like that, ganun?
Or, yeah, I think it was Inquirer Kid, something like that.
Ah,
okay. So, Kulog, I wanted to write a story that in, okay, why, I wanted to write a story that involved something difficult. Kasi I don't believe that at that time, I'm sorry if anyone that, who is listening from that time, but at that time, the thought, most people, not all, mm-hmm. most people thought that children's stories should be fun and happy and mm-hmm. cute. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe that. I thought that, okay, a big reason I, first of all, hindi ko ginustong magsulat ng horror. Parang nangyari lang siya. Siya yung,
I, okay.
hindi, ako din ako. I didn't choose horror. Horror chose me. Let's just put it that way.
Gusto ko yun. Okay.
Parang, I'd write stories that I wanted to write and then people would be like, parang, lalapit sila sa nanay ko, why is your daughter like that? Why is she writing stories so scary? She's so weird naman. Parang ganun. So, yun, hindi ko siya pinili. Pero thankful ako na madaming, a lot of people relate to what I write. So I've embraced it because it's what I know how to write and I'm glad that people appreciate it. So anyway, yun, I wanted to write a story that, number one, tackled something difficult, and number two, showed that monsters, just because you look different, doesn't mean that you're the monster.
Mm-hmm.
So for your listeners, for those who don't know, Kulog is a story about this kapre who befriends a child and later on helps her when he finds out that she's being abused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pero ang gusto ko dun kasi is na ipakita mo na yung humanity could sometimes be more evil than the paranormal. Yun yung gusto ko dun. Yung parang naipakita mo na like you said, so monsters could be anyone. Parang hindi automatic na iba ang tsura mo, iba taga ibang lugar ka, ikaw na yung masama. Parang bigla mo kaming binigyan ng parang nabuhay na parang ay oo nga, hindi pala pwedeng magtiwala agad-agad na parang dahil magkasama sila sa bahay, tatay siya, ganyan. Parang you still have to be alert. Parang ganun. So that's what I like about your story. Saka hindi siya children's story. Mukha siyang children's story. Pero hindi pala. yun yung gusto
thank
ko
you.
Dun. Kaya saka I really like it. I really like kung paano mo siya tinimpla. Na parang, kung grabe naman itong magsulat. Sabi ko parang bigla kang mapapaisip na ganun. So, saka napakasimple din ang story. Parang it's about a friendship din naman. I really like it. May isa pa akong gusto. The Bridge. I like
wow,
The Bridge.
Okay.
I like The Bridge. Napaka-controversial din naman. Especially now. So, yun. Do you wanna talk about it?
Sure. That one, the Graphic Fiction Award. I got a lot of hugs from Neil Gaiman because of that one.
Ah, wow. Okay.
I'll tell you something about it off air. But for
sige.
The Bridge I wrote because what I like writing about are aside from writing about supernatural creatures and how they interact in the modern world, I also like setting stories in around actual events.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Bridge, The Bridge is a story I got, again, because I grew up in the 80s. there was this, ano.
Na-imagine ko rin sasabihin mo, pero I will wait. Sige.
Oh, sige. So, because I grew up in the 80s, in the 80s, there was, may cheese, again, galing sa chismis yung The Bridge. Because in the 80s, there was an urban legend going around that if you're a child, you should be out in the streets at night. Kasi kidnapin ka.
Kukunin ka. Yes.
Kukunin ka. Oh. Dudukutin ka. Mm-hmm. At isa-sacrifice ka.
Sabi nga, bawal pa mag-iwan ng tsinela sa labas kasi malalaman nila na may bata sa loob.
Ay, hindi ko yun alam.
Oh, mas iba yung sa amin. Mas advanced.
Uy, after this, parang ako naman yung mag-interview sa'yo. Gusto ko marinig yung mga kwento mo.
Sige.
Sana bigyan mo ka ng oras next time.
Of course. So, go ahead.
There was an urban legend in the 80s that even though we were in Manila and this was happening, and this happened, okay, I heard this in the early 1980s in Manila. Even though this rumor could only have conceivably happened in 1972 in Leyte or Samar. Mm-hmm. So, ganun ka, because at that time, press was restricted. Diba? Like, media was super restricted. Mm-hmm. It was a breeding ground for a lot of stories, which I guess is also why we got a lot of may kaibigan siyang duwende in the same breath as...
In that era, yes.
Yes, in that era. So, the rumor was, if you're a child, you shouldn't go out of the house at night because you will be kidnapped and you will be sacrificed to the spirits of the San Juanico Bridge.
San Juanico talaga kayo.
San Juanico sobrang, which is why the bridge is super specific, because that's the story I heard. It's super specific.
Oh my God. And
the reason why children are being sacrificed to the San Juanico Bridge is because an elemental was hurt while it was being built, and it was cursing the family that demanded that it be built, that mm-mm. is funding its building.
Okay.
It's why it's so specific. The interesting thing about that is, so I wrote that story based on two things. Number one was the rumor, and number two was I was working in a newsroom for one of the first online news sites at that time.
Okay.
So my only research. Dahil my only research was hindi pa sophisticated yung Google. Parang may Google pa ba nun? I'm not even sure kung may Google na nun. But anyway, yung research ko was turning around and asking one of the senior editors, "Sir, when was the San Juanico Bridge built?" And then he said 1972. I'm like, okay, so yun na. That's all I needed. Then I just let my imagination run away with everything. The interesting thing about this was, so I write the story, and this has happened more than once, apparently. And there's another story where this happened also in Waking the Dead. So I write the story, tapos, gets published, tapos, years later, more than a decade later, I'm in Ilocos Norte, and we visit one of the ancestral houses, the mansion. Yes, exactly, the mansion. Mm-hmm. And then I go up to the second floor, and then I realized it's exactly the layout I had envisioned in the bridge.
Talaga ba?
Except the mansion wasn't in Leyte, the mansion was in
Ilocos.
Was in Ilocos Norte. Yes.
So, ni-revise mo ba yung kwento? Hindi.
Hindi.
Yun na yun talaga.
Yeah, yun na yun talaga.
Sa ating pagbabalik, pag-uusapan pa natin ang iba pang mga kwento ni Yvette.
Hi dear listener, my name is Christine Abrigana, and I've just started a podcast that covers true crime cases from all over Asia. It is called Asia in the Shadows, a true crime podcast. Ever heard of the 8 Immortal Restaurant Massacre of Macau? or the pop star turned killer from Malaysia, or perhaps the mysterious death of a Maldivian model with blue eyes in Bangladesh. If not, then make sure to tune in to Asia in the Shadows, a true crime podcast where I will be sharing three stories every month on a Wednesday about the most jarring crimes in Asia. For more information, make sure to follow us on Instagram at AITSpod. See you soon.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
Aba, kami precognition ka din. Or something. Ano bang term sa ganun? Yung parang may nakikita ka.
I've realized lately that I'm very intuitive. I'm just really lazy to develop it.
Anong ibig mong sabihin sa intuitive? What does it cover?
It covers yung mga quote-unquote psychic abilities. So, you know, this is where some people can see things, some people can hear things, some people can feel things. Me, I realized, and this has caused me a lot of trouble growing up, and it's only now I realized that it's an actual ability. I just know things. But I can't tell you how I know. So, most of the time, people, alam mo yun, like, I guess it's also why I became a journalist, because people won't believe you if you just say, oh, this happens. Do this, because
so
it's good. So, kumuha
ka ng credibilidad.
Yes. Parang being a journalist taught me to find proof so that it's easier for people to accept and to understand where you're coming from. But most of the time, I'm like, just do this, and it's always correct.
Okay. So, parang may heads up ka na kung saan ka dapat pumunta.
Pero hindi ko alam kung saan nagagaling. Saka hindi ako nakikinig. I don't always listen to myself, and that always causes trouble.
It just comes to you.
It just comes to me. Do you want to hear how it... Okay, it didn't used to be so strong. Lumakas lang siya nung 2016 yata. 2016 in New Orleans.
I heard about this in a podcast.
Oh, there, that's it. So, doon lang siya lumakas. Parang, for some reason, thankfully, walang pumapansin sa akin sa Pilipinas. Pero after that, when I went abroad, parang boom! So, yun. So, now, this is why I have an easier time reading tarot. If I'm with the right people, my intuition gets amplified. I can just say things, and then we'll just wait na lang kung totoo or hindi. And usually, totoo siya. Parang ganun.
They say that, no? So if you're with like-minded people or same people with abilities, na parang you bounce off each other's energies and you get amplified, something like that. But yeah. Ano yun? Parang temporarily lang kasi kasama mo sila. Tapos pag wala na sila, you're back to your usual wavelength, mga ganun.
Yeah, it depends on who you're with and what their moods are. So kung lahat kayo, feel nyo, mas madali.
Yeah. Alam mo, meron akong na-realize lang kanina, naglalakad ako pabalik ng bahay. Kasi I was listening to the late Raymond Asayak podcast guesting dun sa Paranormal Podcast. Tapos nagkukwento siya about his experience. Tapos naiiyak siya. Tapos bigla ako naiiyak. So sabi ko, teka, normal ba itong nangyayari na to? O pinapasa na ba niya sa akin yung emotions niya? Ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, hindi mo dapat isipin kasi hindi mo siya maiintindihan. So like, what you're saying now, parang you're trying to get across a message, pero minsan hindi ko ma-translate. Tapos sabihin ko na lang na parang, huwag kang ma-frustrate kasi it's a complex thing. Na hindi yata talaga siya ma-define. Especially that realm of paranormal, supernatural, abilities, mga ganyan powers. Sabi ko, gusto ko man siyang intindihin, gusto ko man siyang hindi talaga eh. Parang may mga bagay na hindi ka yata supposedly maintindihan talaga.
Yeah, pero I'm hoping that one day maintindihan natin. Kaya, like, when I was young, ito dulot na ng Ghostbusters eh. Ghostbusters was the gateway to my full embrace of all
the 80s ka talaga, no?
Yeah. Kasi that cartoon, that movie and that cartoon made me believe that one day we will find a scientific explanation for everything. So, I'm a believing skeptic, I guess. So, when something happens, the first thing I do is I try to look for a scientific explanation.
I like that.
And if I cannot...
skeptic. Oh my God, ang ganda ng term.
So, di ba, parang it's not all... Yes, everything is supernatural. Parang there's all... Rule out the scientific first. Kasi baka... parang there might have been a sound beyond human frequency nearby that made your hair stand on end, diba? Like may mga rule all that out first and then say okay, baka ito ngayon nangyari
before ka mag-jump into conclusion.
Yeah, well, but that's me.
My third question is actually already answered. Naniniwala ka ba sa mundo ng mga hindi nakikita? So I think that already explained it. Pero aside from intuition, are you sensible, sensitive to other abilities? You mentioned that you do tarot reading.
Yes, I do divination through tarot. That's about
how
it.
Did you
cards
learn, because how it, did you learn about Taro, parang meron ka bang pinag-aralan talaga? May nag-mentor sa'yo?
Yes and no. I started... Okay, I started Taro because I was very... I came from a really bad breakup. This is how all things start. I came from a really bad breakup and wanted... And the church was not helping me.
Okay.
I grew up Christian. And I was lonely and desperate and wanted to understand what was going on. And then I was on Twitter and I saw that an acquaintance who is now a really, really good friend. Ninong ako na anak niya. Acquaintance siya dati was doing tarot reading. So I booked one. Before that, I went to the Mahuhula in Green Hills. Naginoyo ako. So I was so mad. I was like, I will look for, I don't like, parang you're taking advantage of somebody who is vulnerable. I don't like that. How can you call yourself? Diba? Parang super bad. Don't go to the Mahuhula and Green Hills. And then I saw an acquaintance who was offering tarot readings on Twitter and then I booked a session.
Okay.
And then I guess we hit it off because she invited me to her apartment where at that time she was going to meet up with another, her friend, to read tarot together. And then I started to learn with them. So they sort of self-taught. And then when I wanted to take my studies further, parang I said, okay, this is fun. I'm learning stuff. I want to see how to turn it into a business. So I enrolled in Mysterio Manila under Rob Rubin because he has a tarot course. So by then, I knew now how to read. I just wanted to see how to turn it into something I could potentially make money off of. And then that sort of strengthened my reading, my intuition. Mm-hmm. But the thing about learning tarot, especially learning it on my own parts, it taught me how to articulate my feeling, because before that I had the emotional capacity of an 8-year-old boy.
Puro tantrums. Puro tantrums.
A big part of learning to read tarot was learning to speak out what the cards are telling you. So it involves dealing with hard things, dealing with emotions, dealing with putting intangible concepts into words, mga ganun. So it also, you have to know yourself enough so that you can figure out what the message, if it's really the message versus if it's something you're blocking, if something you want you want your reader to hear. Which is an ongoing process. Yeah, it's super, which is why a lot of healers have to meditate, a lot of healers have to ground, kasi hindi siya madali. Yun.
My next question for you is, well, this is going back to your writer roots. Paano mo na itatawid yung mga lumang kwento natin bilang mga Filipinos na yung mga kwentong na pagkukwentuhan natin sa mas makabagong henerasyon ng mambabasa at tagapakinig? Knowing that in the advent of technology, that global stories actually take over yung mga folk tales natin. Like, for example, people might know Greek gods or Korean gods more than Bathala, more than Anagolay. Paano, how do you do that? You have a way in that, eh?
I know this sounds trite, and I know all the authors say this, but for me, it's true for me. I write because I've run out of stories to read. I write stories that I want to hear and I want to tell. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking for a global audience. Mm-hmm. Parang sobrang okay na sa akin na may, like, you have no idea how big of a deal it is for me that somebody other than me likes what I read. Likes what I write. Gusto ko, pag binasa mo yung kwento ko, tapos hindi ka Pinoy, hindi ka lumaki sa ganitong kalakihan, magdi-dictionary ka pa, mag-google ka pa, what a mancuculum? parang,
hindi sila talaga yung market mo.
Hindi. Parang, kung sila man yung market, magtrabaho naman sila ng konti.
Tayo nga, 'di ba? Nag-aral pa tayo ng mga Greek and Roman mythology.
Yeah. So, kasi I have and again, this is more when I do something kasi I only do something well if I'm interested.
So, are you, bakit do you well, I know everyone doesn't like rejections and failures, pero meron ka bang ganung ano
ay, yes. Oh naman, lahat naman yata meron. Yeah. But I'm very, very sensitive. But I've also learned that you know, everyone is entitled to their own thoughts and their own feelings. And you have no control over that. What you have control over is what you do.
Alam mo, I really like what you're saying kasi parang ako lalo na ito, gumagawa ako ng mga gintong content na parang some other people will also listen. Napaka-careful ko sa mga sinasabi ko kasi lalo na ngayon nakakatakot kasi na parang isang maling salita mo lang or mali lang yung alam mo na nabanggit mo kahit the intention was not truly what it sounded like. Eh, nakakancel ka or nababash ka. So parang minsan ako nag-iingat na I would rather choose not to speak pa at times pag mga ganun. Kaya natutuwa naman ako na parang ikaw kahit paano meron kang parang kung gusto mong magkwento, magkukwento ka, and then it's up to the listeners or the readers if they want it. And I like that.
Thank you. Yun, I don't know if I answered your question.
Hindi, mahirap din yung question ko. Bigla ko naisip. Ang hirap na lang ng gusto kong mangyari. But it is what it is. So I know that you're writing for local audience and not the global. And if they happen to like what you've written, then I guess thank you. So, yun. My next question for you. Mayroon ka bang kwento na nagbigay talaga sa'yo ng takot o malalim na pagtataka?
Local, foreign.
Ay, wow. May option. Sige, yung mas mabigat.
Okay. I really, really, really like Graham Joyce's The Tooth Fairy. So, it's a horror novel. Yun talaga, parang, what? That's one of my favorite books. Stephen Graham Jones has a novel called Mongrels. It's a werewolf novel. And it's a coming-of-age werewolf novel. That's one of my favorite books. Also, Sylvia Garcia Moreno's Signal to Noise, which is a coming-of-age... puro coming-of-age. Coming-of-age book that involves music. I think it's set in the 80s and involves music, if I'm not mistaken. Locally, I like Andong Agimat, Arnold Are. And then Jerry Alanguilan's Wasted. Mm. Of course, Carlo Vergara's Jarjo Chaturna. And of course, Budget Time Strength.
Yun, so thank you so much. Actually, those are my questions and I'm very happy that you answered them. I'd like to ask if you'd like them to invite you. I invite the listeners. Invite the listeners to support you. And where can they support you? Ano ba yun?
Okay,
ano ba
thank sabi you. Ko?
Sige, take the floor.
Okay. Thank you very much for inviting me to guest on your show. It was an honor and I really enjoyed talking with you. If your listeners want to find out more about me, my website is yvettepan.com. I currently have two books out. One is Waking the Dead under Anvil Publishing. You can look it up on their website. The other one is Kaba. Kaba is short horror stories in Tagalog. Yes. And you can find it in the All and Sundry Publishing, ANS website. Yes, that is it. Some of my stories are available on my blog until I figure out what to do with them. They're probably going on my second collection, but until then, they're on my blog for free. Especially Siki Horror, which a lot of people... I put it up on my blog because a lot of people had been asking for it because apparently tinuturo siya sa mga eskwelahan.
Nakita ko ngayon.
Ayun.
Nagulat ka sa isang university. Pinag-aaralan sila. Pinag-aaralan yung story.
Yeah, Siliman and Ateneo.
Ang galing din naman kasi ng kwento mo na yun. Dito yun based, diba? Sa Amerika.
Parang sila dyan akong walang random white person country.
Pero, pagkakaintindi ko siya, nung... parang feeling ko America yung setup.
Pero yes, America yung setup.
Yun, I like it. Thank you so much. And sana, ang wish ko for you, hindi mo man birthday, sana makakita ka ng time to ground yourself and sana magkaroon ka ng mas maraming oras para makapagpahinga at gawin yung mga bagay na nagpapasaya sa'yo. So, yun. Thank you so much for agreeing to be in this podcast. It really is my honor to converse with you.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. I'm really honored.
Thank you.
I wish the same for you.
Salamat.
Tunay ngang isang mahusay na manunulat si Yvette. At hindi ito nakapagtataka dahil ang kanyang mayamang karanasan ay pinagyayaman ng kanyang kakayahan sa paglikha ng mga magagandang kwentong atin pang mapagsasaluhan. Marami pa kaming napagkwentuhan ni Yvette, ngunit ito ay maisasama sa ibang episode kaya't abangan niyo lamang sa mga darating na araw. Dito lamang nakaraan ay inilunsad ang libro ni Yvette na The Last Moon, ang unang non-fungible token or NFT book sa Frankfurt Book Fair. Ito ang unang NFT digital book sa buong kasaysayan ng nasabing book fair. At ito ay kasama sa opisyal na katalog ng Philippine National Book Development Board. Kung paano mabibili ang digital copy ng NFT book na ito, na pinagandang lalo ng cover art mula sa Team Manila, ay matutunghayan sa link sa ating episode notes. Inyo pong nasabaybayan ang isa na namang episode ng Philippine Camper Stories featuring the story masters of Philippine mythology kasama si Yvette Tan. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa mga problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Mapapakinggan ninyo ng libre ang mga nakaraang episodes sa lahat ng major podcast platforms. Kung nais ninyo maging bahagi ng podcast na ito, maaari kayong mag-share ng inyong kwentong kababalaghan o misteryo para sa ating segment na San Telmo Society kada ikalawang linggo. Maaari niyong isubmit ang inyong kwento gamit ang inyong sariling voice recording o kahit mag-email lamang ng kwento sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Kung hindi nyo pa na-follow ang Philippine Campfire Stories, ay i-hit nyo na ang follow button sa Spotify, pati na rin ang notification bell para magsilbing paalaala kapag may bago na tayong episodes. Maaari nyo ring i-follow at i-like ang ating mga social media accounts sa Twitter at CampfireStoryPH, Instagram at CampfireStoriesPH, at sa Facebook page na Philippine Campfire Stories para mas updated kayo sa mga bago nating balita. Ang Philippine Campfire Stories ay miyembro ng Podcast Network Asia at powered by Podmetrics, ang pinakamadaling paraan upang kumita sa pamamagitan ng podcast. Sa Podmetrics, maaari niyong pagkakitaan ng inyong podcast sa pamamagitan ng mga ad campaigns at marketing affiliations sa mga iba't ibang brands. Para sa mga podcasters na gaya ko, mag-sign up na sa podmetrics.co at gamitin ang aking referral code, Philippine Campfire Stories. Capital letters ang simula ng bawat salita, walang space, at makikita rin ito sa show notes ng episode na ito. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ngayong gabi. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.